Snowfall outside of the winter months is historically not a rare occurrence in South Africa, says the South African Weather Service. This was according to experts at a media briefing on Tuesday at the Pretoria Press Club. A week ago, heavy snowfall had motorists trapped between Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. Disaster risk senior manager at the service, Rudzani Malala, said snow in late winter and early spring is not rare.
The South African Weather Service accurately predicted the system and its anticipated impact in advance and started issuing the warnings and media release that was characterized as spring cutoff low to bring about snow, very cold, wet and windy conditions to southern and eastern South Africa this weekend. So that's how the media release came out, trying to show that something is coming. The South African Weather Service media release issued days ahead of time. It mentioned widespread disruptive snow. That should have been a heads up, say something is coming. Consequently, the system brought extremely cold conditions and a severe snow event that wreaked havoc on the roads between the Free State, KwaZulu-Natal, and Eastern Cape. Despite the warnings issued, regrettably, many were affected, and unfortunately, lives were even or reportedly lost during the extreme event. Snow in late winter and early spring is not unusual, or should we call it a rare occasion at all. In fact, the more intense extreme snow systems tend to affect Southern Africa in very late winter, especially over the eastern provinces. We have even had snow in Johannesburg as late as October. You will remember the incident that occurred in 2011. Snow is phenomenon not restricted only to the winter month, or on rare occasions three times in the past century, snow has occurred on New Year's Day over the KwaZulu-Natal Drakensberg.
Lead scientist for long-range prediction, Dr. Christine Engelbrecht, explained the historical occurrence of snow events in South Africa.
In terms of the recent snow events that seem to be occurring quite late, as it is already spring, as my colleague Radzani has mentioned, it is not rare. Climatologically speaking, in a study of Stander et al., which is a colleague of us at the South African Weather Service, he studied snow events, and in particular significant snow events, over the period of 1981 to 2011. So in this study, that 60 snow events, 60 significant snow events, and he looked at all the days during that period, 60 significant snow events were identified. One of the first result from the study was seen that there's very strong seasonality in the occurrence of snowfall. Of course, we know it is mainly a winter phenomenon. However, these events occur from May through to October. During the month of May, just more than about 5% of let's call it the snow season, less than 5% of the significant snow events during the snow season occurs during the month of May. If we look at the end of the snow season, which is October, less than 5% of the significant snow events occur during October. But this shows us, climatologically speaking, snow events do occur even up as late as the month of October in our spring months. As we can see from this study, where a snow climatology has been constructed, the answer is no. It is not rare. However, snow in October is not that frequent. If we look at this recent snow event, I think also compared maybe to other events, we it is actually difficult for us to compare the impacts of these individual events. There are certain factors that make it more difficult. But in terms of the depth of the snow, I think even though it has it's difficult to compare it to historical data, we basically go on the impact, let's say, in terms of the closure of roads. But for example, in 21 September 2008, road closures occurred in the provinces of KwaZulu-Natal and the Eastern Cape due to snowfall. And accidents that occurred due to the conditions of the roads because of the snowfall. I think this recent event, it coincided with a long weekend.
Reporting for Times Live, I'm Demi Buzo.